On the Big Sports Breakfast. This golf report is brought to you by Paul Gow Masterclass. Come play, learn and laugh with one of Australia's great golfing personalities. Visit paulgow.com.au for your masterclass experience.
Morning, Gowie.
Morning, fellas.
Are we on the range? Are we getting excited by anyone on the range at the moment? Mate, where are you right now?
No, I'm back in Sydney, just about to head to your golf course, Long Reef Golf Club, and do a piece with Cameron Daddo. I'm going to find out what he's been doing the last 20 years and have him on pass. So I can't wait. They tell me the course is in cracking condition.
Obviously a good friend. Well, what have you been doing for the past 20 years? Keep in touch a fair bit.
Well, I'm not a friend. I'm an acquaintance. I know his brother.
Yeah, there you go.
Do you keep up with his life?
There's 1,000 brothers of the Daddos, aren't there? Now, Bonville's hosting a ladies' event at the moment, Gowie, as well.
Yeah, first event. And, you know, these events are very, very difficult to get up and running. And, you know, this is a co-sanctioned European tour event. So it's big. It's on the back of the Australian Open, which was last week at Kionga. Bonville, well, there's no better setting, is it? It's the Augusta of Australia, really, with those rolling hills and big pines. It's a marvellous tournament. It's a difficult thing to get up and running. And it's up there. Starts today, and we've got 2 days on Fox Sports on Saturday, Sunday, and you hear the dulcet tones of Warren Smith. He'll be calling all the action up there. And you know, I can't emphasise how important these events are for the growth of women's golf or just golf in general of our next superstars like this young Hannah Green that's playing up there. You know, cracking week last week. Played good in the first year. Girlfriend of Jared Felton, a tour player himself and a winner on the Australian Tour. But Laura Davies, Rebecca Artis and Sarah Kemp, like, these are really good players playing this event. So anyone heading through COS or up that way, drop in or just tune in on Sunday. This is where we could see our next superstar.
All right. Were you disappointed after watching Tiger on the range at Riviera that he missed the cut?
Oh, yeah. You know, I got to walk inside the ropes and watch him closely. And he's out of sorts with his golf swing. The first thing you need is a golf coach. Just because you're a good player doesn't mean you know everything about the golf swing. He's not really been into the golf swing. He's worked on feels and he was struggling. He was struggling big time. Not with his driver. He hit the driver all over the planet. And he's playing alongside Justin Thomas and McIlroy, who are the straightest hitters of the ball you've ever seen with a driver. So I think he's got to go and get a coach and get a real good eye on it. And I don't think playing this week is going to help him. He's playing one of the toughest golf courses on the tour, which is the Honda Classic round, the Jack Nicklaus Bear Trap. And I'll tell you what, if you're a bit large, you won't fit on some of these fairways. They are narrow.
Not good for me.
All over the planet. I love it. That's such a good description. Mate, could he go back to someone like Butch Harmon, or is that too much water under the bridge there?
I think he gave him up, didn't he, Butch?
Yeah, Berkey. That is the person he has to go to. It's too long. It's loose. He's three frames out of where he should be at impact. The club's behind him. He's way out of sequence. And the guy that could get him back there is Butch Harmon. It's shorter, tighter golf swing. I think he's too obsessed with trying to hit the ball a long way because all the young guys of today, how about just get it on the golf course? But Butch Harmon, to mine, is the perfect person. There was a big split there because, Butch Harmon was making money off the back of Tiger Woods' name, and I don't think Tiger was overly excited about that. But Humble Pie, if he eats that, I think he's a massive chance. Mm. He's a smart guy. Hopefully he figures out that he needs another pair of eyes because sometimes, believe it or not, the feels that you get in a golf swing are so misleading, it's amazing, and it gets you off into bad habits, and that's why you need a golf coach. That's why you need to go find your PGA Pro and have a lesson.
Right. Tiger and the Ryder Cup assistant captain?
Well, he's been announced yesterday that Jim Furyk, who is the captain in Paris, which is only months away, he's announced Steve Stricker, which is always going to be the case in Tiger. So there's a chance that Tiger could play his way on. I don't think Furyk will pick him as a captain's pick unless he's playing really, really well. So he has to play a lot of golf. He's got to get his golf game in intact. But the best way for him is to get somewhere near the 11th, 12th number, and he might get a captain's pick or just play his way into the team. So interesting that Tiger still wants to be, involved even if he's not playing.
Yeah.
I tell you what, the interest that it was amazing. Thursday, Friday, the amount of people, you couldn't move. Saturday, Sunday, still an exceptional tournament. Bubba Watts are playing well. Cameron Smith, I tell you what, he he was one off the lead with a few to play, and he done himself proud, played really well. But there was just less people there. They buy tickets, and then Tiger's not there. They actually just don't turn up.
He's a draw card, isn't he? And he still will be. Now, there's only two Aussies in this field, Adam Scott and also Greg Chalmers. Adam Scott's in a bit of a free-fall at the moment with his ranking, isn't he?
Yeah, it's an interesting time for him. He sort of parted ways with his golf coach, which was his brother-in-law, about 12 months ago. And he took a really good off-season. And just chatting with him last week, he said, "I'm just grinding." He said, "I'm hitting as many balls as I can. I've just got to get some, you know, some balls and a bit of golf under my belt to actually start contending." I'll tell you what, he sounded hungry. He wants to play. He shouldn't be either. He's only very young. So he'll be playing the next bunch of weeks in a row just to get some game under his belt. And, you know, with a golf swing like that, he'll be back at no time. And he said his putting's all right. He said people focus on his putting. He said, "But I'm actually putting it all right." So I think he's a few weeks away before I'll be putting anybody's money on him.
I'm a big fan of Rory McIlroy. What are your thoughts?
Oh, he's my man this week. After watching last week, he did grind all his way around. I walked around on Sunday just to take a look of him, and I'll tell you what, he's hitting the ball as good as anybody. If he gets a few putts, he's back working with his old putting coach, and that takes a few weeks to go in. You have to drive the ball straight around here. So I've liked McIlroy this week, and then my long shot is Duffner, who's always played well around here. The interesting bit, I just tuned in for the last four holes of this golf course, tournament, because the bear trap, it makes people vomit on themselves.
It's that bad, is it?
It's that tough.
Oh, mate, it's too hard. Like, it ran down my... I've played there heaps of times in the tournament, and you get to that par three, and you're like, where am I going to hit it? And you've just got to be a slight bit off your game, and it's in the water. You know, you've got the big bear replica standing behind you, but then you come to 16 and they're all yelling and screaming. You're like, how am I going to get this over the water? And it's just fantastic. It is why you play golf, but I tell you what, it's a difficult stretch of holes.
Oh, fantastic. We'll be watching Gowie.
No white pants. Oh, no white pants.
That's right.
No. And tune in on Saturday, Sunday up at the Ladies' Classic. It'll be a cracking event.
Yeah.
Are you lunching tomorrow with us?
Oh, no, I can't actually. I've got to work. There's a thing called work, and you guys are just can, you know, do what you want.
What, sitting in business class is work for you?
Yeah, right. Off to New Zealand for the New Zealand Open next week. I'm actually going to play in the event. Dado's caddy.
Oh!
This will be, you know, I can't wait. I'm going to fill the bag up with as many waters and golf balls that I possibly can, because he's that overweight, I think he'll pass out in hole three.
I'm more worried about you. Have you been practicing?
Is this the start? Is this the restart?
I've been doing zero. I played nine holes yesterday at Castle Hill, and I think that's all the practice I'll get.
Jeez. You know what they say, after a long break, you go okay.
Well, the expectations are very, very low.
Right, I'll just get out the sportsman. I'll check his first up form.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah. Are you using the twist face, mate? Is that what's getting a run?
Yeah, the twist face will get a run. The only thing that they said, you get 17%. It's 17% longer off the tee. I think I've lost distance.
Thank you, Gowie.
Thanks, fellas.